Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
And two perspectives now on the 18 photos posted yesterday on the LA Times of U.S. soldiers posing with the body parts of Afghan insurgents. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta condemned the photos, saying anyone found responsible for this inhumane conduct will be held accountable in accordance with our military justice system. We'll look now at the perspective from Afghanistan, from former independent parliament member for Afghanistan's Ghazni province, Daoud Sultanzoy, and from a soldier, Sergeant Sean Easter, a veteran of the war in Afghanistan. I want to start with you, Daoud Sultanzoy. First, how do Afghans see these photos? What has been the reaction there?
Well, obviously, it doesn't exude anything of confidence or any sort of good behavioral conduct. The portrayal of these kinds of pictures only reiterates the negative images that at least bad perceptions have created in the eyes of the people of Afghanistan and in their minds. So it doesn't help precipitous problems both from both sides. You know, we have to look at this war. The war is a war of mutual interest. It's not for Afghanistan. It's not for one country. It's for the security of many countries, including Afghanistan, including the United States. Therefore, good behavior and responsible act also should be mutual by all parties. All governments involved have not done a good job in trying to portray that picture that this is a war that everybody has to pitch in, and this is the behavior from all sides affects this war, good or bad.
And you say this reiterates a message, and again, this is just the latest troubling episode. There's been the burning of Qurans, the images of Marines urinating on Taliban corpses, and of course, the massacre of civilians by an American soldier. I want to play you a piece of tape. This is from Peter Galbraith, the former UN Deputy Special Representative for Afghanistan.
It doesn't really compare for Afghan sensibilities to the burnings of the Quran, although that was accidental. It's certainly nothing like the sergeant going out and killing 17 people, or even an earlier photo of soldiers urinating on the corpses of dead insurgents. I want to emphasize it was inappropriate. I think it's correct that there should be an investigation. There should be some kind of a punishment for those who are responsible. But in the scheme of things, this is not the most serious problem that we have faced.
There's Peter Galbraith talking about the response from Afghans. Do you agree with that assessment?
No, I totally disagree with the way he portrays this. These kinds of behaviors cannot be dissected and judged separately. These have cumulative effects, and we cannot create cop up avenues and shortcuts for escapes. Behaviors cumulatively have an effect, and each straw adds up, and eventually the camel's back will be broken.
Hmm. I want to bring in Sergeant Sean Easter, a veteran of the war in Afghanistan. Sean, the New York Times, our partner, asked this morning whether this is a sign of a fundamental breakdown in discipline after so many years of war. What do you make of that, having served there?
I think that, you know, my experience when I was there, I had no direct experience with anything that was analogous to this or anything comparable. I never experienced any shared media in video or audio or photographs of anything like this. So I guess based on my experience that sounds like this does seem something new to me. I don't have any direct experience with it, and I was in Afghanistan from April of 2006 through April of 2007.
Hmm. And what's been your reaction as these story after story after story has come out? I mean, what have you thought about it?
I mean, you know, frankly, it's frustrating. I mean, when I was in Afghanistan, I was part of a security element for a provincial reconstruction team, which is sort of, you know, the flagship unit in Winning Hearts and Minds in Afghanistan. It's very much a civil reconstruction mission and a humanitarian aid one. And this makes that sort of thing impossible. I mean, you can't win hearts and minds when there are pictures of U.S. soldiers disrespecting the dead. And, you know, that is sort of, I think that part of the problem is that we keep talking about this war in Afghanistan, and we need to think of this as the more holistic development of an environment that can, you know, both keep the Afghan people safe after the United States leaves, and, you know, prevent safe havens for terror, which is in the United States' interest. I mean, it's not a war in the way that people conventionally use the word war.
Daoud Salsanzoy, what have you made of the American response to these episodes? Do you think it's been sufficient to communicate to the Afghan population that Americans find this absolutely unacceptable?
You know, you have asked a very important question. The most important thing that America can do is fix its system for justice, whether it's military or non-military, especially military justice in these kinds of instances. I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with the structure and the philosophy of justice, but the way justice is delivered, the bureaucracy that embroils this thing and bogs everything down, it really damages United States' position in countries like Afghanistan. It's not just, let's not talk about Afghanistan, let's talk about the general issue of how United States bureaucracy is its own enemy when it comes to these kinds of things. United States should have a system of justice, especially military justice, that is swift, like its own military capability. When the United States military talks about rapid deployment, rapid reaction, then it should also include the justice system. When things happen and they do damage, the reaction should be quickly, swift, and they should do damage control as fast as possible.
And Sergeant Sean Easter, having served, do you think the military has responded appropriately?
The public response, I think, has been clear from the start that it's inappropriate. In terms of what Daoud is speaking about, I think in terms of individual consequences and justice, I mean, that remains to be seen. I haven't seen anything to indicate that.
All right. That's Sergeant Sean Easter, a veteran of the war in Afghanistan, and Daoud Salsanzoy, a former independent parliament member from Afghanistan's Ghazni province. Thank you to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.